Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your morning brief for Thursday, December 2nd. I'm Keith Collins for the Wall Street Journal. Major League Baseball team owners have locked out players, leading to the sport's first work stoppage in more than two decades. The two sides failed to reach a deal for a new collective bargaining agreement before the previous one expired last night. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said he hopes the lockout will jumpstart efforts to reach an agreement so the next season can start on time. The Players Union's executive director said the move won't affect their resolve to reach a fair agreement. The Women's Tennis Association is suspending all of its tournaments in China over concerns about the safety of Chinese tennis star Peng Shui. This comes after an allegation of sexual assault against a retired senior Chinese government official was made on Peng's verified social media account last month. The head of the WTA said he would willingly cut off one of the sport's largest business partners until Peng's status is clarified. The Chinese embassy in Washington didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. WeWork will restate its results for several quarters, including its latest one. The office sharing company said the restated results are linked to a classification error involving shares issued as part of the IPO of the special purpose acquisition company it merged with in October. Markets in Asia ended mixed, and European shares fell in early trading. In the U.S., investors will be watching weekly jobless numbers due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.